I'm embarrassed. The day arrived and I didn't know it. Here was an international holiday, a holiday of such significance that some countries consider it a national holiday, and I was unaware. Even Google, which usually changes its masthead to remind me of significant events such as the Olympics, which I really didn't need to be reminded about, or the birth of certain people, missed the day as well. And I know I didn't see any cards in Target or Kroger or reminders that I should buy a gift. And maybe you're like me, and you missed it as well. I'm referring to International Women's Day, which has been celebrated on March 8th for 100 years. Once I became aware of the holiday, I've been doing research and coming to appreciate the importance of this holiday. And I've come to be disappointed that here in the United States of America, there isn't more awareness about it. International Women's Day was first celebrated in 1911. And while it is observed differently in various countries and has evolved over time like all holidays, today, International Women's Day is an opportunity to celebrate the achievements of women. Yet even in the midst of recognizing the strides women have made around the world, there is recognition that more needs to be done. Of course, given that this is a holiday observed around the world, the situation of women in various countries is different. In some nations, the issue is high maternal mortality rates. In others, it is access to education. And unfortunately, violence against women occurs around the world. What struck me as I've been learning more about International Women's Day is the recognition that women clearly can be a force that, when empowered, can be a catalyst for incredible change. Nicholas Kristof, in an essay yesterday, observed that, quote, "Educating girls probably has a greater transformative effect on a country than anything else one can do." His words were echoed in Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's message, in which she said, "Investing in the potential of the world's women and girls is one of the surest ways to achieve global economic progress, political stability, and greater prosperity for women and men the world over." And I can't help but think about relief agencies in Haiti that have recognized that by giving aid to women, who along with children are the most vulnerable when catastrophe strikes, ensures that the entire family, even the men, will be assisted. Targeting women with emergency aid is now considered best practice among relief agencies, and it reminds me that micro-lending given to women is key to transforming societies. It seems to me that the evidence is right before our eyes, that the more women and girls are empowered, the better a society will be. As a resident of the United States of America, it disturbs me to know that sexism continues to exist within our own nation. Whether it is women still being underpaid, or institutions so set in their ways that women can't break through glass ceilings that are frequently also covered with bars, or a variety of other ways that women continue to be discriminated against. While I don't believe in signs and see the juxtaposition of events as just coincidental, I can't help but think that on the eve of International Women's Day, that the first woman winning an Oscar for Best Director holds special meaning. Well, I didn't know about International Women's Day this year. I promise I'm going to remember it from now on. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, OurJewishCommunity.org, or you can visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/OurJewishCommunity. And as always, thanks for listening.